Now that we're all here, good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning. And let's talk about bookmarking. You can bookmark this link.
Okay.
Which That's means cool. that you go to your whatever, whether it's Chrome, Firefox, whatever, and when you're in this, Brenda, do you know how to tell them to do it?
Yeah.
Will you share and tell them?
Well, and it's going to be probably a little different for, you know, each platform, but basically if you're on a web page, there's a web address for this Zoom meeting. And then I have a Chromebook. There's a little star up in my little bar where I bookmark things. You might have, I'm trying to think what it looks like on my other computers, but
I have a Mac. I have a star on the right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you click that, then you have an option to bookmark that page. And what I do is I put my bookmarks in the bar. It's called the bookmarks bar or whatever. And then it's always up there. So so I have one for Karen's other room and then this one. That's all I ever do.
Yeah. So that might help. I know that the women who work with me, they just bookmarked my personal Zoom room because that's like my office. And they just come in and out, you know, during the day.
The other thing, if bookmarking is kind of confusing, is I have also done it with another group I'm in. So I lied. I have three, that it's in my calendar item. So if this is like on your calendar, you can do a note and just copy the link for this Zoom meeting into your calendar. And then you can just click it from there each week. So I've done that before as well.
That's true. I actually do that for quite a few things. So, yeah. So does that help? We will still try to send it to you, but at this point, it's one of the things I'm trying to let go of, you know, and delegate to other people to do. And so we will try to keep that working, but just in case it isn't, why don't, you know, try the bookmarking, try putting it in your calendar, or if somebody else has another suggestion, we're happy to hear it. I mean, we're all getting used to Zoom land, right? All right. So I hope it wasn't too stressful. All of a sudden, I look at my phone and there's like texts coming, blah, 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 from several of you. It was like, well, what happened? So.
I'm questioning my calendar because I remember you making the comment about, you know, class next week and the wedding. And I'm like, no, she did say she'd see me Sunday, but okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No. And believe me.
Okay.
Well, that's what's going on in my head, right? So,
yeah.
So let's just open with a meditation. Let's open with a meditation and just take a little time to settle. And so this is a comfortable meditation, so be comfortable. You don't need to sit up straight. We're not doing any pranayama. We're just going to get comfy. And so begin by just noticing what you're sitting on, how it feels under your body. Find your own way into feeling the support of that. Whether that's using your breath to soften from your crown down into your seat, or whether it's to really just notice the sensation and the pressure and the weight and the denseness. And just take a moment, especially those of you who were, you know, having moments of like, oh my God, I'm going to be late. Oh my gosh. You know, just taking those gentle, easy breaths to bring yourself right here, right now, where everything's fine. Everything is fine. You have hopefully a warm or cool room, depending on the weather outside. If a roof over your head, keeping the rain and the snow and the wind and the sun off of you. You have food in your fridge. You've got a bed to sleep in, clothes to wear. Oh my goodness, you even have shoes to use on your feet when you go outside. So for a moment, see if you can tap into that feeling of being cared for by you, by life. You're safe, you're here, and we get to meditate, we get to take the time for yourself, for ourselves, and this is not a small thing. They say it takes lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes of good, good karma to be able to live in a time where these teachings are so readily available. To live in a way that you have access and time to a space to meditate, to be in a position financially where you can be here, you can do this, to have the support of your family. These are not small things. And so let's just take a moment to have a sense of awe and wonder at the good fortune you have that you get to be here taking time to do this. And so reflect on these different things. You know, you've been born at a time in history when you have access to the teachings. You have teachers around. You have the means, you have the time, you have the support. Which one of these opens your heart? And tap into one of these for a few moments and allow yourself to really just revel in the wonder and awe of your good fortune. Now just take a gentle breath into the heart. Let the shoulders roll back a bit just to open it a little bit more. And now just notice the feeling. And I don't mean the emotion, I mean the feeling in your heart center. When we tune into some kind of thought that brings awareness, there's a feeling that comes with that. When we open the chest and we open to the breath, there's a feeling. There's no words for this. What is the feeling that you are experiencing as you open to the breath and you open to your good fortune? And notice that I purposely didn't ask for the emotion you're feeling. I don't want you to label it or name it. I want you to simply be aware of what the sensation is, the feeling state in the heart center. For some of you, it may be a little tender, a little vulnerable. It may be kind of like, whoa. And, you know, just go as far as is comfortable. But explore for just a few more moments. And before we close this part of the meditation, just notice whatever feeling, state you found, sensation you found. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. Was it easy to sustain your attention, your awareness here? And just ask yourself, what helped you? What helped you to linger, to hold that attention and hence the feeling? Once we let go of the thoughts. And now I'm going to ask you to just, without really opening your eyes and getting plugged back into the world, to just gently open your eyes and find something to write in your journal or notepad and reflect on what happened just now for you and how did you hold your attention to a feeling state that had no words, no name. And so just a couple more moments to finish that up, and then I'm going to open up. Well, I'll ask you to unmute yourselves if there's not a bunch of noise around you, otherwise unmute as you speak. But I'd be curious to know, how do I say this? Actually, never mind. Let's wait for later. Let's wait for later. Let's first, I would love to hear how you responded to the body scans this week. There were three. My hope was you could listen to each. If you weren't able to, please be authentic about that. But what would be interesting to have us share is, and as you're listening to how people share, please listen with an attitude of, oh, wow, look, some people relate to that. Oh, other people relate to that. That didn't work for me, but it's good for me to know that this, other people like this, people don't like that. Okay? It opens us up. So if you would be willing to share which one of the body scans you liked, which one you didn't, and why, what you liked about it, that I think that would be a great place for us to start. And to do that, why don't we just say, we'll go in order of birthdays from January is the beginning, and No, let's go the opposite. Brenda's like, I'm always first. Okay, so we'll start December. Whoever's birthday's in December, you start, and then we'll come around back to January, so Brenda will be the last one. It's like people with A and January always end up, right, going first. So I don't think we have a Sagittarius in our group, but do we have a November? No. Do we have an October? Oh, my gosh. Do we have a September? We do. Don't we have a Virgo? No, we don't have a Virgo. That's right. Y'all are. Okay. So I think we have a Leo then. It's Leo. All right. So you guys unmute. I don't want to have to direct this part. I love it when you talk to each other. So let's pretend that you're figuring this out among yourselves and you're sharing with each other, helping each other learn the value, the challenges, the enjoyments of a body scan.
Okay, so I did have the opportunity to do all three of them. I liked that this was the homework, like in terms of Josh is in a finance class right now, and and so I'm like, I gotta go work on my homework. So they were all so different. There were elements that I liked of each one of them. I started with, you know, I went easiest first for me was to do Claire's because it was the shortest. And it was interesting to have the music, and I really enjoyed the music, and I wanted to bring it to my restorative classes. I fell asleep during the 30-minute one. I tried to stay awake, and I'm still sort of taking. I finished the last one yesterday, so I'm still sort of taking it all in, and just noticing the difference. I always think it's like, how are they going to talk about like the organs of elimination or whatever? I always like go, oh, we're getting close. We're getting weird. But every, you know, you can handle it factually, right? This is, you know, there wasn't one that I would never not do again. So, right, there were elements of each one that resonated with me, and my only area that I get uncomfortable is to talk about our private parts.
I have been in body scans where they literally go into detail about the sexual organs.
That would make me uncomfortable.
True. And good to know that, because you don't ever have to lead one where you even mention them, right? You get to do it the way you want to do it. But I will say, folks, that getting to the point where you are equanimous and neutral with your sexual organs as you are with your big toe or your right ear is kind of a goal, right? I mean, and that is part of the benefit of a body scan, is it helps us to see the baggage. And when we can see the baggage, it helps to bring us little by little into that place of equanimity. Sameness, as you so beautifully are looking for, Lisa. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make notes. I'm not going to talk about that one. I'm going to talk about because it was just the right time. But otherwise, I'm going to kind of just make notes about what your feedback is, and then afterwards we'll talk. I'll talk more. So I'm going to do what I did last time, which is close my video. Because this way you'll talk amongst yourselves and you'll pretend I'm not here.
So do we have another August?
July.
July. June. Ah.
I am June 20th. How about you, Steve and Lisa?
I'm 6969.
And I'm 6'7", so that means I'm third out of the three of us, I hope.
Okay. Yes.
So I'm the first in a line of Geminis. So I also started with the shortest one. And, well, first of all, I listened to all of them in bed in the evening, and I fell asleep with all three. But then I listened to them when I was walking, because for some reason I could not find time over the last week to just lay down and listen to them. So the shortest one, this is not a criticism, but I could not stand the intonation. It didn't feel genuine to me, the way words were said. I don't know. I could not just, ooh. So that's that. And I really like the other two. What I love, even though I was not lying down and relaxing, I was walking, but the sense of calmness both created in me, I was actually surprised. When I started with this attitude of I have to do my homework, so I'm just going to do it. So I was on a mission. And at the end, I felt just so at ease and relaxed in a very, how do I say it? My whole body and mind, everything was just so at ease. So I really loved them. I found Karen's to be, well, it could be because English is my second language. I found John Kabat-Zinn's, I mean, beautiful and wonderful, and I mean, but there were a lot of words. And Karen seems like just sweet and nurturing. That's my experience. And I guess the female voice, maybe it's more of that, you know, mother nature. So it also brings that quality with it. So that's all. Thank you.
Okay. For me, I didn't get to the longest one, but I did start with the shortest one. And I'm so glad. I love that you said that you didn't really like Claire's, because I was thinking maybe I have a problem with gratitude or something, because it felt like I was being pet backwards and it was just too much talking for me. And she talked really fast and she felt really ingenuine, for real. So I'm glad I don't have a problem with gratitude as much, but it just felt like, I don't know. And then she closed with horns and I was like, it was shocking to me. So I don't like that one. I probably won't go back. I'm sorry. But Karen's, I loved, of course. I did, because there's no music. And the way Karen does her voice inflections is very different. And there's like this excitement and there's this curiosity and it leads you down this path that makes you want to go. But yet she's not telling you, you may be feeling this, you may be feeling that. She's like, just notice. And I really like the word changes. I like that there's less words and she's not telling me what I may be feeling. It's just noticing and allowing whatever I am noticing to be okay, which before it's like, well, it wasn't showing up in the list, so something's wrong. I'm not doing it right. And so, and then I liked how she continually brings us back, because as we're doing the body scan, I'm like, oh, tensing up here, tensing up there. And then she's like, and remember to untense over here. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I don't know. It's like, it's so ingrained in my neural pathways, her voice, that I'm probably going to have it like playing all night after these things, after this teacher training for the rest of my life now. But I didn't get to the longest one. I've had a rough week. Yesterday was the anniversary of my son's death, so it's been a hard week. But I do like Karen's the best. I don't like when there's so many words, because then I go in and out of my, you know, hippocampus, and I'm like, okay, what? And what does that mean? And then I'm like reading between the lines, and it's too much. So that's all.
All right. So I like them all. I think one of the reasons why I simply like that overall technique is because I can just lie down and I don't have to fuss around with, you know, my posture and my this. And I think if I had a choice, I would like to do all my meditations kind of lying down. That may or may not work. I found it's always interesting, you know, Karen is kind of like the history of Karen, you know, it's like now that we have all these, you know, like all these various sort of stages of the tea, I can't help but wonder a little bit like, okay, I wonder where she might have been at when she did this one relative to, you know, but that's neither her nor her. But I mean, it's there because I was just sort of trying to imagine where that particular body scan teaching sort of, what it might have come out of in this sort of overall scheme of Karen's teaching. So anyway, I started with that one. I didn't mind the other one at all. I thought the music was kind of interesting and kind of a nicely different take on it. The Jon Kabat-Zinn, the last one, like I've lived a lot on the East Coast, and he works at the University of I think Massachusetts, and then he worked with that guy, Herbert Benson. So he's got a little bit of an East Coast twang to him, which I kind of like. But I was amazed that I never fall asleep meditating, and I literally dozed off during the Jon Kabat-Zinn one. And I was amazed by it. I mean, I didn't fully fall asleep, but I reached this sort of a state of, like, sleeping relaxation that I don't think I ever have doing a meditation. So I found that part it was really nice. So if anything, that last long one was just like probably one of the most relaxing meditations I've had. And so then I guess I'll just close by saying I was interested to hear, you know, about, I'm trying to sort of figure out how much stuff I can listen to while active also. I'm not very good at it, but I've got some of these things like, I've tried listening while I walk the dog. I've tried listening while maybe I work out and stuff, but on all these things. I don't know how that works exactly. Anyway, thank you. Got it.
Subconscious.
Next, Gemini.
I'm in April. Is there anyone in May? No? Anyone
we only have three Geminis? I thought we had a whole bunch more Geminis than just three.
We have three Aquarians.
Oh, okay. Y'all are at the bell. Okay. So am I the only April person? Okay. I'm going to go. Online class. Gosh, it's been so good to listen to everyone because I have so many similar feelings, but it was really hard for me to, like, write out what I liked and didn't like. And I also started with the shortest one. And after listening to all three, I had this feeling of like, that one wasn't my favorite, but I'm not sure why. And then hearing you all talk about some of the things that you picked up on really resonated with me. But surprisingly, one of the things that I liked more about the other two than the shortest one was starting from the feet rather than starting from the head, which I was surprised by. Because when I imagine, like, relaxing the body, it's always, like, from the top down. So I liked starting with the feet. I think I liked Karen's the best because it felt like it was in the middle, right? So, like, the short one was a little too short for me to feel like I could actually tune into my body. And the long one I loved, but I also definitely fell asleep throughout it because it was so relaxing. And I would find myself like coming in and out of dosing. I'd be like, oh, now we're at this part of our body. Like I totally missed a couple sections in the middle. But I think what I really did like about the Jon Kabat-Zinn meditation was the beginning, where he opened with a lot of like non-judgmental acceptance of what's going on and kind of gave like a lead-in to what would be coming up throughout the process. And personally, I found that really helpful for just getting me in the mindset of like where I want to be. But Karen's, yeah, it was just so soothing. I just agree with everything that everyone else said. It's like so soothing and it just felt like a warm hug. So yeah, thanks for listening.
So who's next?
March. Who's March?
I'm March 14th. No more Marches? All right, then I'll go. I did the, I had a rough week, so I only was able to do the Jon Kabat-Zinn one, and I actually liked it a lot. It was spring break for my daughter, so there was a lot going on, so I actually laid down in my office on the ground and was able to go through the entire body scan, actually focused on each area, feeling sensations in each area that he indicated, and felt throughout extremely calm and focused, and at the end felt extremely focused and calm and was able to go to work and had a great day at work because I was able to just kind of focus on the things I was supposed to do and stay focused on them as opposed to have scattered brain like I usually do. So yeah, I didn't get to do the other two. I figured I'd start with the hard one, and that was, I had 30 minutes. So I said, let me do the long one. And I plan on doing the other two at some point today or tomorrow. But yeah, but I really liked, I would do that. I think I go, as the longer it goes, the better it gets for me, the more focused I get. Other things kind of fade away into the background. So yeah, that's my experience. Thank you.
So I'm February 1st, and I know there's two other Aquarians out there, but I think one's before me. No? Nobody's taking it? So I liked all three of them for different reasons. I started with the longest one first. So it was funny. Everybody started with the shorter one. I was like, get the long one done. But I really liked the short one. So I have been doing this type of meditation, for quite a while on my own, and I've listened to other people's. So, and I usually start with the head. So hers was, just very normal to me. I didn't like ending though. I felt like it just stopped. So at the beginning of it, and I like music. For me, it just something about the tones or whatever really helps me relax more or something. So, but Karen, I've told her this before, her voice is like, it's like Pavlov's dog to me. You know, you hear her voice and you just sort of relax. So, but I liked all three of them for different reasons. I liked bringing the gratitude into it, which isn't something I had done in my own body scans before. And so, I thought that was really cool. And, John, the long one was harder to, I do like long ones, but I did kind of go in and out. So, but I thought they were all great. Okay. Next.
I think that's me. I'm January 30th. So I'll go next. So I have to admit I didn't do the long one. And it's just because I completely forgot until I sat down here this morning. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot that one.
half the week, and I was so proud of myself. And then I focused the rest of the week on some of the other things, like the invocation, and I was working on some other stuff. Anyway, I completely forgot. So I'll have to go back and do that one. So I did, you know, I did Karen's first, and I'm just so used to Karen's that it was just felt comfortable. It just felt so soothing and lovely. And then and I just kept thinking, you know, try to look at it like fresh and new, like, you know, go in a different way than just like, oh, this is Karen's voice, this is my teacher, this is what we do. So that was great to just kind of to really try to think of it as find new and different awarenesses in my body. And then I did Claire's, and I actually loved it. It surprised me that how much I did, because I actually loved going from the top of my head. It felt really natural to go from the top of my head down. And I did love I don't even think of hers as music. It was like ambient sound that I really enjoyed, actually. But like you, Kathleen, I hated how it ended. Not hated. It felt like it just ended and like, oh, now there's nothing. It felt odd to me.
Yeah, of course. It was so abrupt.
Yeah, just like, oh, okay, I guess we're done.
It was interesting.
And it was, to me, it felt so soft and sweet and soothing that to just end like that, it was a little bit jarring. But otherwise, I really enjoyed the gratitude part. I'd never actually done a body scan with that, you know, kind of going into it with that from that reference point. And I actually really enjoyed that. So yeah, I look forward to doing the 30-minute one and falling asleep.
I'm January 6th, so I'm not sure when Brenda's birthday is.
I'm the 5th.
Ah, okay. Well, then I had it on my mind to listen to videos, and then I listened to the invocation one and checked that box and didn't think to do these other three. So here I am admitting again that I didn't do the homework. So I will say that prior to meeting Karen, I meditated with someone else, and I think like when you have that first time, like that person's voice, and like when I first met Karen, it was hard to like, I'm like, it doesn't feel like the way it normally feels. But I anticipate out of the three that I listen to later today, that I will love Karen's more because of her voice. And like Kathleen said, that automatic feeling you feel when you hear it.
Okay, so I have done two of the three, it's interesting because I started with the shortest, probably just the same, you know, as many people do. And I was actually sitting in a chair. I didn't even think about that I could be doing these lying down. So I was sitting outside, which is also interesting. And I think it's interesting listening to all of this too. I went into these more, and I think this is actually a huge place of growth for me. I went into all of these with like, I'm not going to go into be judgmental about them. I just want to experience them and then think about how I experienced it rather than, I guess I didn't even go into the thing of like, would the voice bother me? It's really interesting. So, which is good because I like to judge everything. But I really liked the gratitude piece, from Claire's, body scan. It's just something that I struggle with right now. Like there's one thing I can be, you know, the least gracious about. It's probably my body. So it was really good to have that built into that. So I really, really liked that. And I kind of liked that it was just, okay, overdone, move on, you know? So it was good. And yes, Karen's voice is like a warm blanket, you know, it's just, and it is after many, many years of hearing that same voice. So there's an instant like, familiarity and comfort with that. I did that one yesterday. So we were in Sun River for a few days. And we had like packed up everything and we were just, you know, in that kind of craze as you're trying to get out of a rental. And I thought, I'm just going to do this now because it'll set me up for, you know, I was going to visit some family and like having to drive all day, you know, that kind of thing. And my kids didn't even know that I'd scooted into the bedroom to escape them for a few minutes. And pretty soon my 11-year-old, almost 12-year-old had crawled in and I knew she came in. I was aware enough. And she just, and I had it like right next to my ear and she just laid down next to me. She didn't say a word and she just listened all the way till the end. And it was really cool because I thought, you know, she came in probably about the time that we got to like genitals. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to freak out. And she didn't. And then she just laid there with me and she laid all the way until the end. So it was very cool. And it really did. I felt like I really went into the rest of my day just with a calm, you know, a sense of calm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to doing the longer one. Once I realized that I could lie down, because I think Karen's even said you can lie down, I was like, woohoo. So I'm sure the 30-minute one is probably, but I will have a hard time probably staying awake. So I was actually considering doing it kind of like one of you did where do it with the possibility of pause while asleep, but then listen to it again, you know, in a more alert state. So yeah. So there you go.
Well, you guys, you're so amazing. And I want to start out by saying this. It's like my whole body just goes, oh, when you show up authentic. And each of you did. And there was very little heat in your authenticity. And that's what we want. We want you to just come here and just be okay with your world. If you just show up to this throughout the entire thing and, you know, spatters of the other stuff here and there, you're still going to benefit, right? It's like, I don't ever want anybody to feel like, oh gosh, I haven't done it. I can't show up. You know, that's that foot into the shame spiral. And one of the things we, you know, if we're going to be authentic, it's imperative that we neutralize that shame, that we just, and this is a place to just go, whoa, I'm feeling a little shame. I'm showing up. I haven't done what I was supposed to do. Oh, isn't that interesting? And reprogram it. And the reprogramming comes when you say, oh, look, and I want each one of you to do that right now. Wow, look, I came and I was authentic and I was totally straight up about what I did, what I didn't do, what I liked, what I didn't like. And everybody, and it might be most important for you, Karen still loves me. She still wants me here. Nobody's scolding me. Nobody's, you know, saying, ooh, no. We're going, oh, my gosh, yes, it's safe here. We can be ourselves, and we can live our life. And several of you said you had a big week, you know, and if Lisa, you know, this is the anniversary of her son's death, that's big. There's just no way around that. That is what's up for you, and that is what you show up for, right? And so... so, yes, that's what we do. And you all did that today. So that's where I want to start with is of everything we're talking about today, your ability to show up authentically and kind of just not apologize, not make excuses, just be there completely how you are. You did it. You did it. So I'm going to just wake us up just a minute by letting you, the next time you guys see me, my head's going to look like Ramon's. am shaving my head. I know. There's Lisa with the best hair on the planet looking at me going, well, oh, both Lisas have gray hair. Look at that. No, I am. My son's getting married next weekend, and the day after his wedding is our 40th wedding anniversary. It's also, we've been together 45 years. And I've had this thing my entire 45 years with my husband. He loves long hair. So he wants long hair. Well, I hate to break it to some of you, but it's like long hair fucking sucks. Because you got to wash it, you got to brush it, you got to put it up. And I got, you know, it's like, and I don't have thick, nice long hair, greasy, fine long hair. So part of my freedom, this has been working on me for a while, was I want to just be authentically me. I don't want to worry about, do I look pretty? I don't. And so I told Bill, I said, I just want to shave my head. And he did this. He was just silent. And then he looked in the yard and he goes, there's a pretty white butterfly. He's a Pisces, so he needs a little time to process. And so, but then he decided that he's going to cut it. He'll cut it off, and then I'm not going to go bulb. I'll go like a quarter inch, like an eighth inch. So it's not, because I don't want to deal with having to get it. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, it's about me just letting go of those last vestiges of vanity or what do people think, and stepping into my full authenticity. Yeah. So I just also wanted to give you a heads up. The next time you see me, I'm going to look real different. My daughter, I wish I could show you the Marco Polo. She just, my oldest one, she just goes, are you sick? Yeah. My other one goes, Mom, are you trying to tell me you have cancer?
Right. See, you're going to get that question. You know that probably.
I do, yeah. So let's take a little more time to talk body scan, because this is almost like a basic part of the meditation culture, the mindfulness culture these days. And John Kabat-Zinn is the one who kind of developed the technique. Now, he didn't make it up. He learned it. But he brought it into, as Steve said, he brought it into the medical landscape in a scientific, experimental, let's try this way in the 70s and 80s, and he has changed the world with this body scan, he calls it, right? And his version is, and he will be the first to tell you, if it puts you to sleep, that's okay. Because this body scan was developed as a program to reduce stress. That's what it's for. And so if you have become relaxed enough that you can let go enough of all of these thoughts to float in towards sleep, it means your body has relaxed enough that you can float towards sleep. And that's the goal, right? So falling asleep is natural in the beginning. What we want to do is at some point, as we relax, we learn how to relax and soften the body, especially those of you who have anxiety and, you know, you go into bed and you're tight. And this technique shows you how to soften your body and quiet your mind so that you can drift into sleep on your own, right? The next step, it's like you'll be falling asleep, and the day is going to come, and you don't have to force it, although you can sit up in a chair, or Agnieszka, that's brilliant to walk. I never thought of that, you know, the day is going to come where you will stay awake through the whole thing, but it's not awake busy mind. It's awake, alert. And I'm thinking that's what Ramon was describing, right? It's like you were awake, but you were so calm and there was still an alertness. Would that be?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
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 And so there's a clearness to it, right? I mean, it's.
Yeah. I started tingling, and so I was able to get into each area and kind of stay there for a bit and stay focused on that and feel the tingling and then move on to the next area and stay focused on the area that he was speaking to. So, yeah, that's what I was feeling.
And the end result was?
Completely calm, completely calm. Great day of work, focused. You know, usually I'm looking at two different things. I was just like, I'm working on this, this thing over here. And yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I would love for each of you to do, and you are all going to go through this in your own pace, in your own way, because of you're each unique individuals, right? So I, first of all, I want to give you permission, and he's really clear. It's okay to fall asleep. It means you're starting to relax. And as you're starting to relax, you're going to begin to discover where you're holding the tension in the body, and you're going to learn how to release it. And you will eventually bring that into your day-to-day world. I find when I'm doing this more, during the day I will notice, because I tend to kind of clench up as I'm working, you know, and I'll just notice, oh, jaw tight. Oh, shoulders tight. In the middle of the day, more than when I'm not doing body scan work, you know. So what I want to encourage you, several things with this. We've got a couple weeks off, as you know. Next weekend's my son's birthday. It's my brother's birthday today. He's having a huge bash in Hawaii. He's feeding the neighborhood and everybody. And I really, last night I was looking for plane tickets. It's like, how can I miss his 60th birthday? And he's doing a full on, he's cooking the pig in the backyard. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up. Part of me wants to be with my brother and my son getting married next weekend. But either way, yours to do till we see you again after, since we have that next weekend off, is I would like you to become friends with the body scan for several reasons. One is, and the least important, is because as a teacher, the easiest thing to do with somebody is to first have them breathe with their breath, and the second thing is to start relaxing their body. Everybody responds to that, right? So this is almost like a fundamental skill as a teacher. But more important than that is for you to get to know what works for you, because what you want to teach is what works for you. So find out what works for you. And if the only thing I'm going to tell you is I don't want you to use music, okay? I'm going to ask you not to use music, because that's easy. You can always add music. But music is a no better word is distraction. And what this class is about, helping you hone in. And so we're going to be releasing distractions. I agree. It can set a tone. It can set a mood. But so when you practice your body scan for this class, I'm going to ask you to not use music. Now, when you go off and teach, if you're teaching for Hamsa, I'm going to ask you not to use music. But if you're teaching on your own, absolutely, do what works for you. Are you following the distinction I'm making here? Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to outline each of these so that you're going to have in your notebook three options for body scan. A nice, short, sweet one on gratitude. The body, which as Brenda said, you know, how often do we take any gratitude for our body, right? The middle one, which is basically the middle one, and I'd forgotten what was in there, so it's kind of fun hearing you guys talk about it. And then the long one, because even though his is 30 minutes, you can do it in 15 or 20, right? So I would like you to outline all three in a way that cues you go here, go here, go here, go here. I don't want you to write it up verbatim unless that's totally your thing, you know, because in meditation it's most effective when it's you're kind of experiencing it as you're leading it. So you're going to outline the meditations. And then you're going to choose the one that works best for you and adapt it to the things that work or don't work for you. If you're somebody who, like Jon Kabat-Zinn, there's a reason to do the talking. It can keep your mind, brings your mind back, brings your mind back, brings your mind back. But as Steve said, or who was it who said, it was Lisa, was saying, you know, it just, her mind just kept going off. All the talking, it just activated the hippocampus and she was out there. And so use what works for you in your meditation and be prepared when we come back to take us through what you do in your body scan. Does that make sense? You're not going to lead us. I want to see what you do. And it'll take us the rest of the sessions because we'll only do a couple people at a time. But just be ready, you know. And nobody's doing a half-hour meditation. It'll take us, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, okay? The other reason I want to give you this and get you adept at this is there is a place for listening to meditation. I still listen to meditations. I have this yoga nidra meditation I absolutely love, and I listen to it. Sometimes it puts me to sleep. Sometimes I get all the way through, right? And there's nothing wrong with putting on a meditation like that to help you get to sleep. There really isn't. And so for Steve, what you were talking about, if you can lie down and stay awake for the other meditations we do, there's nothing wrong with that. The reason they don't want us lying down as meditators is because we fall asleep. Now, if you're trying to do an MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction, right? Jon Kabat-Zinn's program. The object is to let go of stress. And so sleep is a sign that you're letting go of stress. The other meditation techniques we're doing are not about letting go of stress. They're about turning inward and going deeper, right? And so we want to be awake for that. So do you see the difference, the distinction?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would love to think that you gain after, you know, over the next month is the ability to take yourself through a body scan to relax you and settle you. You can always have somebody to listen to. But there's times when you don't, and you're going to be laying in bed, and you're going to be not able to go to sleep. And I would love to think that you gained the skill right at the beginning here to go through your body, calm yourself, quiet your mind, and bring yourself either to sleep or at least to a place of such deep rest that you can wake up with hardly any sleep and be rested and functional. Did you hear that? That's really critical, important piece. If instead of stressing out that you can't sleep, that, oh, I didn't get any sleep tonight, it's like, if you can lay there and do this, you're going to wake up feeling like Ramon felt, only with a ton of energy. It's the most magical thing. Are you hearing me? Okay. So what I want to do right now is I just want to take off this table any ever thoughts of sleep deprivation, anxiety. You now have a tool. You can lay in your bed, and even if you don't sleep, you know how to bring yourself into calmness, quiet the mind, relax the body, and rejuvenate. And you will be able to function the next day. Okay?
I'm going to agree. I've done it. It works. So there's your...
Thank you, Kathleen. Exactly. Exactly.
It does work.
I never worry anymore. If I'm having to be honest, last night, I had caffeine yesterday because I've got so much work I need to get done before I leave for the wedding. I'm getting the whole summer programs, all that stuff, planning workshops, all these things, right? And I told my husband, I said, I'm going to be up. Now, I don't drink a lot of caffeine, but I had tea at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. When I went to bed at 1:30, I was like, my whole body was on, right? And I laid there and I thought, well, isn't this fascinating? This is exactly what we're going to do tomorrow in class. And here I am in bed, literally doing my own body scan through my body, calming it, quieting it, even with the caffeine. You know that feeling? Mm-hmm. It's not quite a tingle. It's a bzzz, right? But the rest of me could quiet around it. And what the body scan is training you, and this is the last piece I want to talk about, is what we were doing right in the beginning of class. The body scan is training you to bring your attention and sustain it on one thing. And every time you go into your toe or the sole of your foot, your ankle, and your mind wanders off, every time it wanders off and you bring it back, you are building the muscle that allows you to sustain your attention. And we train to sustain it in the body because the body is at least tangible, right? You have pressure, you have density, you have an ache, you have this, you have that, you have tingling. But when you start to want to sustain your attention in the subtle realms, you want to sustain your attention on, whoa, this feeling of shame, what's that about? And go and dive in so you can heal it and balance it. You need the skill of sustaining your attention on subtle energy. Now, an emotion like shame is not subtle. That's real, right? But when you start to move into the realm of calmness, peace, that place where it's just awareness and everything else is calm, you're going to need this skill to stay there. Otherwise, you're going to get in there and you're going to go, and you'll pop right back out. So this skill we're learning, the body scan, is profound. Profound. Yeah? Yeah? Okay? And so we want to come to the body scan with a sense of yes. And if the only yes you can get is doing Claire's short little meditation, then do that one. If the yes you can get is doing half of mine, do half of mine. If you're in a place where like Ramon or Brenda could lay down and just enjoy the 30 minutes, I get to just do this. Come to it with yes. Okay? All right, so let's see. Any questions, any thoughts that you want to add?
I was going to say, Karen, that I had forgotten this, that and I don't know how relevant it is, but it's just a memory. When I had my first child, I used this method. It's called the Bradley method, and it was really common at the time. Not common, but it was – you heard about it more. And it just dawned on me that it was basically using body scan – to be able to get through childbirth without any pain medication, without anything. And it worked so well for me that I was able to, between contractions, through transition, this is hard labor, fall asleep between contractions. Yes. So
exactly.
Like it was so deeply in tune with inside of my body, mm-hmm. and becoming a friend with that contraction and staying with that contraction and recognizing every nuance of it, that I fell asleep between, like deeply into sleep between contractions, which were happening like that. And it just dawned on me, like, that's kind of like, and the Bradley method, you know, he had studied like ancient ways of childbirth. He'd studied animals, and then he'd studied cultures that used ancient techniques of relaxation. And anyway, I'm really fascinated. It was like this light bulb moment. Like, I want to go back and read his stuff. Like, it has to be the same, like, similar techniques. Anyway, I'm really curious about it now.
What I think is so beautiful, though, is that he founded other traditions because it works.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't belong to any one person, right? It's because it actually works. When you can be completely present in your body, and the other skill you develop is incredible capacity to manage pain and to move through pain without needing the debilitating medication and stuff. So, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So, I want to just go over the notes I made on what you said really quick, because you said important things that I want to point out to you what you just taught yourselves, okay? Highlights of it. And so voice matters.
Mm-hmm.
Voice matters, doesn't it? It does. And your voice will appeal to the people around you, to your students, to your people. Not all voices appeal to all people. There are people who hate my voice. You guys were so sweet in there. But there are people who hate my voice. And there are people whose voice I hate. I don't hate, but it's like, it's harder for me to follow the meditation because their voice is distracting, right? And that's normal. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you having a preference, and prepare yourself. There's nothing wrong when people don't resonate with your voice or your style. Okay? And that's part of allowing everybody to be. Okay? The amount of words. Go ahead.
I think the snack time thing has really brought that, because you get a different teacher each day. I mean, you know, you guys are repeating, but it's a different person. And I've been like, oh, that's an interesting inflection of voice. Like, you know what I mean? It's been really interesting to have that experience. And it's short. So yeah.
And actually listening to you today, I am going to give you guys more of other teachers to listen to, because I don't want you tuned to my voice, because there's mm-hmm. a lot of incredible meditations out there. And part of what we want to learn is to move past the voice into the teacher. So I'll make it a point to find meditations from some of my other teachers and other people mm-hmm. just to help you, because that's your benefit, right? The more, there's so much out there, so much out there. And so, okay. And how many words do you say? Here's the thing. Back years ago when I was teaching and I had a student, you guys, some of you knew Brenda, and Brenda could not sit still. She was a fidgeter. Literally, when she started meditating, she couldn't sit still. And she needed me constantly reminding her to bring her mind back, right? Well, I had some students come into the class who were longtime meditators. And they'd only been coming for a while, I don't know, a couple months or so. We liked them. And I ran into him at the post office. And he says, Karen, I really like what you're doing, but my God, you The talking. Did you just be quiet? I mean, he literally was like this. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, I know. And I have students who really rely on me talking to bring them back because their minds are so out, so busy. And they're my students that I need to feed right now. And it was a real interesting moment to recognize that that was the way I was going to, I chose to teach Brenda. And he found another teacher, great teacher for him, perfect teacher for him, right? And it didn't hurt my feelings in the least. It was like, but I did go back and I asked Brenda, okay, so can I maybe speak less? And she's like, no. Because her mind was just so all over the place. She needed that reminder coming back, right? And so, but what happened is Brenda, she died last year, a year ago, and I think she'd been meditating with me for 11 years at that point, close to 12 years. But over those time, Brenda got to where she was so still. She sat. She could stay with Hong Sa. She could just stay. And she wrote Hong Sa as she died. She just wrote it out. Her focus, her mind eventually calmed. And she could sit for 10, 15, 20 minutes easily with Hong Sa. And she used that skill to get her through the pain of the cancer. And so at any rate, my point being, there's no right or wrong. Who are you teaching? Teach what works for you. If you are not somebody who likes to listen to a lot of words, then don't use a lot of words. And you will attract the students who are ready for that silence, right? If you are somebody who needs a lot of reminder to come back, you guys are going, oh, that's why Karen talks all the time. Her mind is going so much. She's bringing herself back, you know. Then you bring people back more. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. That's my point. There's no right or wrong way. Do what works for you. Okay? All right. Okay. All right. Intonation. It makes a difference, doesn't it? It makes a difference. Speaking too fast. Some of you felt that some of the speaking was too fast. Interesting. So watch that. As you, the things that bothered you are the things that you want to work on. If listening to somebody speak too fast was, then you, when you guide us through what you're experiencing, slow down. Slow down yourself, okay? This starting at the feet or the head, it's fascinating, isn't it? And I don't really know the reason for one or the other, to be honest with you, but I do know there's a different response. For some people, starting with the feet is almost easier because I don't know why, and work our way up. Other people are so used to relaxing this way with the exhale. This is that natural, you know, even if you're not doing it, your body does this with your exhale, that's a more natural way to go. So I would just, for you, play with both and see which one is most natural to you, and then do that. Do that, okay? An interesting, what I liked about with Kelsey's comment too about Jon Kabat-Zinn, he set you up, didn't he, for being non-judgmental, totally present. And that actually is the point of the body scan, is to become completely neutral, present and aware, just noticing. Oh, There's an itch on the side of my left calf. Some traditions would say just notice the itch and let it be there. It'll pass as you move your awareness up. Some traditions would say scratch the sucker and get over it and move on, right? But that introduction, I hope all of you get to listen to that because it's really beautifully done, and it is kind of encapsulates the point of the body scan. So with that, why don't we take a little break? And when we come back, I'm going to break you up into groups and have you do your, where's my little pad here? Just in case you want to prepare during the break. I'm going to break you into groups, and one person is going to do find your seat, which is basically find your seat, come into the present moment, right? Other person is going to, and then you're going to pass it off. You need to somehow let the other person know it's their time, okay? And so you take the pause that you feel comfortable with and then say, okay, Kelsey, and pass it off that way. And then Kelsey wants to wait a few seconds before she starts the invocation. That's fine. But whoever does the invocation today takes you from the invocation into a resurrection breath. Okay? And when you come back from the resurrection breath, you're coming back fresh and present in this moment. So not into a technique, just right here, right now. And so instruct that before you do the resurrection breath. So with the resurrection breath, we always want to say, do the resurrection breath, and as you bring your head forward, inhale with sipping breath, three-part breath, blah, blah, blah. Today you're going to say, just inhale, fresh and new, right here, right now. Something like that. Does that make sense? And then the next person is going to lead three-part breaths. And three-part in, three-part out. These are not relaxation breaths. It's three-part in, three-part out. But you're describing what you're doing. You're not teaching everybody. You're just describing your experience. The next person is going to do the breath to soften and release. Breath to soften and release. And your breath to soften and release person is going to need to hand it off. The three-part breath person, it's obviously we've done three, we're done, and the next person can pick it up. But breath to soften and release, you'll need to hand it off to let them know the other person when you're complete. Okay? Don't take 5 minutes. Just do a few. Okay? And then could somebody take the closing blessing? And so what I would prefer is if you don't do what you did last week, okay? But if you haven't, if you've had a hard week and you haven't had a chance to really deal with something like this, then choose something simple that you can read from the choose an opening or closing blessing or something, okay? How does that sound? Okay. So when we come back, we'll break into groups and you'll do this with each other, and then we will move on from that. Okay, so let's come back on the hour. Yeah, you want full 10 minutes? Let's come back at 2 minutes after the hour. 3 minutes after the hour. We're just about to be at 53. So 3 minutes after the hour, I'll ring the bell. Okay, guys. Enjoy your break.